Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here 19 minutes past the hour, getaway Friday morning, and we are playing the Family Feud here for another hour. The category still persists here because we've still got one answer left. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. A type of building where it always seems to be cold. Now we've got a doctor's office, a classroom, the DMV, a hotel room, and an igloo. There's one we're missing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know which one we're missing? 740-383-9944. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. Now, last hour, our winner was Charlene. Who's going to be the winner this hour? Let's see. Everybody's got to enter again. Go ahead, caller.
What about a nursing home?
Not a nursing home. Although it can get a little chilly in the nursing homes. Not a nursing home on the list. Name a building where it always seems to be cold. A building where it always seems to be cold. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A building where it always seems to be cold. Does anybody know? Again, we've got the doctor's office, the classroom, the DMV, the hotel room, and the igloo. What is the answer we are missing? 740-383-9944. Who's going to sweep in with the correct answer this morning here on WWGH Radio? 740-383-9944. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. Who has got the right answer here? 740-383-9944. Never dreamed this would stump us this far. Think of buildings that are always a little bit chilly. What would one of those be? Name a building that always seems to be cold. 740-383-9944. You got your doctor's office. You got your classroom. You got the DMV. You got a hotel room. You've got an igloo. What are we missing? 740-383-9944. Think of a building that you have walked into that's just freezing. 740-383-9944. Anybody left out there with a guess who can possibly put this category to bed? Then we can move on to the next category here, which, the next one I think will be very entertaining. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Not a movie theater.
Not a movie theater. Movie theater not on the list. Not a movie theater today. Name a type of building where it always seems to be cold. Go ahead, caller.
How about a barn?
Not a barn.
Yeah.
Not a barn on the list. Name a type of building that always seems to be cold. A type of building that always seems to be cold. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
Hospital?
Not a hospital. A building that always seems to be cold. All right, now the calls are coming in. Okay, go ahead, caller.
It's work, Scott.
It is work.
I call Creston.
You're not Creston. How did you come up with that?
I channeled Creston.
Oh, you trade? Well, he was a little shaky this morning, so I don't know if we'd want to...
But after he hung up, he's okay now, and he's working on your situation.
How many weeks and days will this take to get through my situation?
Oh, how many weeks and days do you have?
Well, we got 70 pages in this journal, so we can go on quite a ways.
Okay. Right,
thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, well, we've got, it was work, so there you go. All right, on to the next category here. Now this, this is getting right to the fact here, because we're getting very close to this day, the day of Halloween. Name something that might make you suspect your house is haunted. Now think about that question. Name something that might make you suspect that your house is haunted. Very interesting here. As we continue on this morning, we have a guest on who I always have a lot of fun with, but I want to bring everybody up to date with what we're doing here on WWGH Radio. We've had a lot of great guests over the years, a lot of great broadcasters on this station. Of course, Willard Scott, Larry King, Phil Donahue, Jerry Springer, Sally Jesse Raphael, Sam Donaldson, Hugh Downs, they've all been on. But there's one who hasn't. Geraldo Rivera, and Geraldo now does a radio show up in Cleveland, Ohio, and he also is still on Fox News. Now, if there's two things we know about Geraldo, number one, he's a legendary broadcaster, number two, he's crazy, but we are keeping a journal of our quest to get Geraldo on this show. It is called the Geraldo Journal. Sam Donaldson has tried to call Geraldo. The Amazing Creskin was on this morning and made a prediction about this, and now we turn to one of my dear, dear friends and one of the best broadcasters who's right in that list of people I just mentioned. We haven't heard from him in a while, and it's great to hear from him this morning. His title is The Golden Voice, but he is so much more than that. He's a great interviewer, great broadcaster, and he's got a very distinct voice that keeps you tuned to that radio, and that's what all great radio broadcasters have. Some broadcasters are good. He is great. That is the proper adjective to use. My pal, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Ted, how are you?
And a good morning to you. As always, Scott Spears, you bring me up with the best intro I've ever had in my life. I love you, Scotty. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ted. How are things your neck of the woods?
Well, I'm looking forward to coming on. I missed last night with Governor Strickland, former Governor Strickland, and Marion Whitrow, and all those fine people. But you know what? I'm making my way back to Marion. I missed the Popcorn Festival. And what is this about Geraldo? Is this a campaign that WWGH is getting Geraldo on?
Well, it is, Ted, and I wanted to come to you with this because I know you really are one of the legendary broadcasters. What I found out was Geraldo Rivera, now he's still on Fox News, but he does a show now in Cleveland from 9 to 10 every morning on WTAM. And
okay.
I decided that of all the people I've had on, I've never had Geraldo on.
So, I know, you haven't mentioned it, and all the greats that you, I didn't know you had Sally, you did tell me you had Sally Harry.
Sally?
But,
yeah.
But Phil Donahue, all those greats, why wouldn't you? And then, of course, I don't know what the status of Montel Williams, I'd love for you to have him on as well.
Yeah, I've had Judge Joe Brown on, I've had Larry King, you know, these people are right there with Geraldo.
Yeah, exactly. And Geraldo's been around for a while.
Well, Well, so basically what happened is, a lot of people always ask how I get the guests on my show, and I said, well, this time, we need to get the audience involved, and people need to call this station up there or email them, and I've given that information, and Sam Donaldson has called up there, Kreskin has called up there, listeners have called up there, and there's nothing to report in the journal. I've been keeping this journal for 9 days now, and we still have not heard anything from Geraldo. Can you believe this?
Ain't that something? Well, you know what? I'm going to make an effort to call up there and see. Not that I have any power or say-so to get him on, but I'm going to call and let him know that you've got a lot of great supporters. You've got a lot of great journalists. You have a lot of great guests, period, that are trying to find... Where's Waldo? You've heard of... Geraldo.
Hey, that works.
Yeah.
We could change the title of this pretty quick to Where's Geraldo?
Yeah, Where's Geraldo?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Ted, I'm gonna do this for the listeners because I've done this before, and I'm also going to do it for you. I'm going to give the contact information out again for that station up there, WTAM.
Well, I definitely want that contact, and I definitely want to make it one of my assignments as your journalist, as your co-journalist, or as your co-anchor, or whatever, to get Geraldo on WWGH 107.1 FM in Mary.
So now here, for the listening audience, if you want to write WTAM, it's 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, 4th floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44131. If you'd like to email them, it's Rob, R-O-B, at WTAM.com. And if you would like to call them, it's area code 216-578-1100.
578-1100, okay.
Yeah, 216-578-1100. Now, Ted, do you want to give them a call and then call us back here real quick and see what they say?
I'm definitely going to do that right now. 1100, okay. 216, what was the first three?
216-578-1100, and let me give you a backup number as well.
Wait a minute, wait 1 second here. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and the backup number would be, let's see here, let me get it. It's 216-520-2600.
Okay, wait a minute. Scotty, I'm an old man. Bear with me. You know my birthday was the other day.
It was. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, it was September 22nd.
Did you have any big celebration?
No, just a lot of people have wished me well, my daughters and my granddaughters and all. I just had a very, quiet, uneventful evening. Had a good dinner at Applebee's and just had a, thank you, Lord, I made it to 64 years old.
Well, I tell you, Ted, next time you're up here, we'll have to celebrate.
Yes, absolutely, with popcorn and all those things that I missed.
Now, what type of birthday cake do you like?
I love a German chocolate cake. I really do, if I was ever to have one. But I love German chocolate and... just a regular cake,
Well, I'll have to put the order in here for a German chocolate cake.
Yes, yes. And how is Mary Ellen Withrow and how is former Governor Strickland?
They were great last night. They were both here and we did a joint show with them and they had a lot of opinions.
This is a television podcast, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's a podcast and also on television, which will be debuting here pretty soon. But we had they really went back into their careers, but they also did a lot on current events, so I think people will enjoy that.
Yes, absolutely, man. Two great guests, two people that can speak well on politics as well as everything else.
So now, Ted, here the backup number is 216.
Okay. Wait a minute. Bear with me here. Okay, 216. I get so intrigued with your interviewing skills, I forget what I was doing. Okay, 216.
520.
520.
2600.
2600.
And then the other number is 216
578 1100.
So call that. This is real live radio. I know this is the stuff you used to do that was so interesting. Call that them right now and say, why isn't Geraldo, I'm the man with the golden voice, why isn't Geraldo going on the Scott Spears show? And if you can't get, ask for Rob, because he's the guy who's been getting all the emails. I think he's the program director.
Okay, I'm going to call them right now.
All right, give us a call back and let us know how it turns out, Ted.
I sure will.
Thank you,
sure
Ted.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now we got Golden Voice calling up there. See, now the movement has started again. Now let me, we'll get back to Family Feud here in a second, but let me write this down. We got to update the journal. Okay. Let me get this out here. Okay, see, that the Golden Voice might scare them up there in Cleveland, because that voice will come down and, you know, really grasp a hold of those people. Might scare Geraldo. Golden Voice, Ted Williams, calling WTAM. So we'll see how that goes here in just a few minutes. Okay, back to the Family Feud. All right, name something that might make you suspect that your house is haunted. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something that might make you suspect your house is haunted. Go ahead, caller.
Strange noises.
Strange noises. Noises, voices is number one on the list. We got you in there, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, noises and voices. Absolutely. Name something that might make you think that your house is haunted. Something that might make you think that your house is haunted. Your new house is haunted, is how this is phrased. All right, here we go. And as we, well, I tell you what, we're having a great morning here. Sam Donaldson has now called WTAM. We've also had Amazing Kreskin on this morning. He's going to call WTAM. Even as we speak right now, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, is calling WTAM. And a man who called in the other day who is going to, or was going to call WTAM, legendary pro wrestler, my pal, the man who is the best talker in the history of that profession and many others, Thunderbolt Patterson, joins us via the telephone lives with a report on what's going on with Geraldo. Thunderbolt, how are you?
Very good, Scott, and you?
Doing well. Still looking for Geraldo.
Well, I gave his producer your number. And I talked with him, and I told him to what we wanted to do, and asked him to call you, and also asked him to look up the Martin Donnie show that was him in 81, I think it was, Scott, that Jim Wilson and I was on there, and we were talking about some of the same things that's going on now. And the guy that, I think his name was Rich, I'm not sure of that name, I'm bad on name, but he was a wrestling fan, and he said he would get it to him, and so we're just waiting now.
So did he seem highly intrigued? Did he seem...
When I told him who I was, and I told him about the Martin Downey show, and I told him that you and his man could put this thing pretty well to rest now, because the one that I saw of him long time ago, and what we've been doing and what's been going on in the business that they pushed up under the rug or just overlook what Jim Wilson and I were saying, what, 40 years ago?
Long time.
And he said he was a wrestling fan and he knew all about it. So it's in the God's hands now.
Now, when you brought this up, now, did he make mention that other people have been calling as well to get Geraldo on?
No, he didn't say anything about that.
Well, so right now we're just in a holding pattern as to will happen here.
Yes, sir. Well, we just got to have a little faith and understand that, that's what he's all about, and... It'll all be work out for the good of everybody, because it sure is time for some change, and all the lies that have been spreading around and going on, and all the people that lost jobs, and I mean, my whole life has been suppressed. So, all we got to do is wait and trust in Jesus.
That's right. We'll wait. Well, Thunderbolt, I thank you so much for that report, and we'll be in touch soon and see how it all turns out.
And you have a very, very, very nice day, and tell everybody I said have a nice.
Absolutely. Thanks, Thunderbolt.
Be good.
The legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. Well, there's the report. Now we've added that to the Geraldo Journal for today. Thunderbolt called, and we're waiting to hear from Geraldo. Now, he talked to producer Rob. So that's where we are on that. Okay. And now we're waiting to hear back from Golden Voice to see what that report is all about. And I think, well, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday, September 24th, 2021, 38 coming up on 39 minutes past the hour. Now, our category here is, name something that might make you suspect your house is haunted. Now, we've got one answer so far. We've got noises and voices. Noises and voices. But still, five other answers. Name something that might make you suspect that your house is haunted. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something that might make you suspect that your house is haunted. All right. Oh, this is... And we continue back around here. We just got a call from legendary pro wrestler Thunderbolt Patterson, who says he's tried to call up there. Apparently, he did get a hold of this Rob gentleman, and I guess we're just waiting to hear. But now we turn back to the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, to see what luck he had. Ted, how'd it go?
Well, I gave a call. I spoke to another gentleman. It wasn't Rob, but I did ask for him. And to make a long story short, he said they're trying to work on that situation now. In fact, and they invited me to come up on some show. I don't know what he mentioned, but it was like, are you the guy that did? And man, I went through all of that. And I said, we need Geraldo on the Scott Spears show down in Marion. And I've had a lot of requests as well for him to get on it, because I'm a part-time co-host and spoke to him. But it was a gentleman by the name of Steve.
And
he
Steve.
Said I was not available. Yeah.
So this was Steve, and Steve said,
and he
Geraldo
said that they're working on that situation to accommodate the Scott Spears show. And thank you for your call, and blah, blah, that. And then he said, are you the guy? And I said, yes, sir. He said, are you from Cleveland? And because there's a lot of people who have a misconception that all of that happened in Cleveland. I think Cleveland must have gave some very big airtime for the viral video and everything that was blessed upon me.
Now, do we know who Steve is?
You know what? He didn't mention his title. But I thought he was, by the way he was speaking, was that he's an assistant of Rob.
Well, he's Rob's assistant.
Yeah.
So he said, so they have gotten a lot of calls up there.
Apparently they have, because he said they're trying to work on that situation.
But then he tried to book you for was it the Geraldo show?
Yeah, well, he didn't, again, he said, we would love to have you as a guest on our show up here. And, and I said, well, you got to go through my management and all. But I wasn't live on the air as I am with you right now. So I should call back up there and get his name and his title. I mean, his full name and title.
So he's trying to scalp guests at this point.
I would assume. That's what I mentioned. He was trying to field some questions for me. That's how you've been doing. What's been going on? And this, that, and the other. I was like, I'm calling for Geraldo. I didn't call the... be a guest on anybody's show.
Well, see, maybe we hold that ransom with them. They can have you once we get Geraldo.
There you go. Well, that's a way of putting it.
Well, you know, sometimes in this broadcast business, you know, Ted, you gotta do the strange things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what do you make of Geraldo, Ted? Because I have said two things about Geraldo. Number one, he is he's a legendary journalist, but number two, yes, he's crazy.
I think he is. Some of the shows that he's had back in the early 80s and all of those, some of those were just like, they were in a way a journalist flip over to a what is it called? He's like the Jerry Springer of real great journalism.
Now, Ted, I want you to listen to this. This is about a minute and a half long, but because we have not had Geraldo on, I have created a simulation of what it will be like if Geraldo would appear on this show. So I want you to listen to this, and then we'll come back here in a second. But this is what it would be like if Geraldo appeared on this show. Take a listen.
Okay.
Here we go on WW. All right.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you today, and we have a guest on today who I've always wanted to have on. It is Talkmania, the legendary talk show host, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, thank you so much for coming on the program. Tell us about Al Capone's vault.
That's why I hate coming on with
you. Folks, please look
it
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot
how
art.
Silly this
right.
guy
you're
is.
You're a backstabbing
this
cheap shot.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Stop NBS. Attacking
you
me,
on the
punk.
Police thing.
Address the issue.
Do you have the
you
guts to address the
issue?
All right, Geraldo, thanks for coming on.
Now, Ted, that's the simulation, a simulation of what it would be like.
You're something else, Scotty. You are so creative and so forth.
You didn't realize we were this on the cutting edge here at this station.
Absolutely. I'm having fun with the idea of hearing Geraldo saying something like that. Here, address the issue. Address the issue.
Well, don't you think, though, if I get him here and put him on the spot, because you know I'm going to put him on the spot, he'll go nuts. Geraldo's crazy.
Oh, yeah. If that was indicative of his craziness, then yes, absolutely, you're right. I remember some of those. He had the Ku Klux Klan on. He had this, that, and they all turned into fiascos.
Well, and do you remember when he got his nose broken on his talk show, and it was on the cover
right
of...
Yeah, threw a chair or something at him.
He was on the cover of Newsweek magazine, but like a true broadcasting professional, he finished the show even with a broken nose.
Yes, he did.
Now, we can only hope one day, Ted, you and I can only hope one day to have our nose broken on television during the show.
The man with the golden voice and Scott Spears, legendary broadcaster Scott Spears, have nose broken with Geraldo.
Now, Ted, I need to have a commitment from you on this, because, now, if Geraldo accepts this offer, because maybe this will sweeten the pot, you will come here and do that introduction that we hear from my show every morning. You'll come do that live in the studio that day with Geraldo here.
Okay.
And then you will also do a show. It'll be me, you, and Geraldo, three great broadcasters sitting around, and then we will go on his show. See, because I think this is radio diplomacy, because he's on at 9 o'clock in the morning right opposite me. So we'll invite him on this show, which you're a part of this station, so...
it's my family.
Yes, so you will invite him into our... And it's the holiday time coming up. Geraldo into our family, and then we will trek up to Cleveland one morning, 2 hours, and we'll guest on his little dog and pony show, because God knows that thing needs help.
Yeah, you got my commitment, and I still have some other things to do for the holidays for you. So, you know what I'm talking about.
We're going to have such a holiday season this year. It's going to be, and we're just days away from that.
Right. We've got not only Thanksgiving, we've got I wouldn't consider Halloween a holiday, but Thanksgiving and Christmas is on its way.
It is. and it's going to be big. So now the pot has been sweetened. And even Thunderbolt Patterson, who's in Iowa, he said if this is signed up, he will fly in from Iowa to be a part of it.
Wow. You're a great person, man. You bring together so many cultures and professions and all of that all in one big thing.
And the amazing Kreskin was on this morning to predict if Geraldo was going to be on the show, and he's not sure yet.
Oh, you stumped the Kreskin.
I did. So I feel, and Sam Donaldson was on the other day, and he worked with Geraldo at ABC, and he said he was going to call Geraldo and say, why aren't you doing the Scott Spears show?
Well, you know, if Sam Donaldson put his input on that or put his clout on the line, you know you've got a shot at having Geraldo Rivera.
You know the thing about this, Ted. Phil Donahue, who I think is the talk show king, he had me over to the house in New York, and now here Geraldo won't even return a phone call. Now, see, this is bad.
Yeah, that's bad courtesy or bad ethics for Geraldo. Shame on you, Geraldo Rivera.
Now, Ted, when we get Geraldo here, now, could we get you and he into, like, a tussle? Because Geraldo loves to tussle.
Oh, listen, I will bring out the worst in him.
Oh!
I will, yes, it will probably be a battle in Marion.
Well, I'll tell you, because, you know, he's still on Fox News to this day. Geraldo is still very relevant. He's still on Hannity. And, you know, I can see where you and he would not see eye to eye on some things.
Absolutely. And we're both from New York.
That's true.
We both have some say-sos, and I can talk about those late 70s shows that he brought prominence to with those battles. I'd like to ask him, what possessed you to do a thing with the Ku Klux Klan on racial issues, knowing that you was going to get beat up?
And then he'll go nuts, and then you'll go nuts, and it'll all be right here on the Scott Spears Morning Program while people are eating their breakfast.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. I'll probably throw some damn coffee on his ass or something.
And then we'll go in the other room and we'll have him on television because Geraldo loves that exposure.
Yes, he does. He loves more media exposure than the law allows.
You know, and I'm not gonna. You know, you never know. One day, if Geraldo doesn't answer, and I hate to speak out of turn here against Geraldo, but if he doesn't answer, Ted and I might head up to Cleveland one day and just picket this station.
Yeah, that's right. Now, that would be newsworthy. We will get the, because I know quite a few editors in the newspaper business at the Cleveland newspaper business.
Yeah, we'll get the plane dealer down there.
Yeah,
and we will say,
yeah.
Where, because Geraldo lives up there part-time now. Now, what is he doing? He's Twittering all the time.
Uh-huh.
See, he's got nothing to do.
I don't know. Geraldo, well, you know, Cleveland is a major market, so he's probably trying to absorb everything he can in Cleveland.
Well, I tell you, Ted, we will talk very soon because we're going to plan our attack on. Did old Steve there at the station, did he get your contact information?
Yes, he did.
Very
yes,
good.
He did.
Very good. So if you hear anything, you let me know. But
I definitely will. This he did say that he would email me. He got my email address, actually. I didn't send him to the other Scott.
Right, so at this point, you will not go on that station until Geraldo...
On yours.
Exactly.
Right.
And I think that's how it has to be.
Yes, absolutely.
Mercenary. Well, Ted, my goodness,
I love you, and I look forward to probably seeing you next week sometime. Did you get my text yesterday, last night?
I did. I understand what happened, and you know what? We'll work through that, and we will just, next Thursday night, we will set it up for a go.
Yeah, will you be able to send that one thing I asked you about?
Yeah, I don't think that'll be an issue.
This morning?
As soon as I get out of here, about 1:30.
Okay. You know, the 2-0, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, all my WWGH family members, I love you very much. I look forward to being this holiday time within Marion, and I hope to meet every one of you.
All right. Thank you, Ted. Did you know Geraldo was thinking of running for Senate? I bring this up, you know. Would you have voted for Geraldo for Senate?
No.
I think that's why he backed out. He knew the tea leaves were bad. Thank you, Ted.
All right.
Bye-bye. Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Now, there's a pal for you. Going to bat for me with WTAM, and apparently they've gotten lots of messages up there. So we'll see what happens. Keep an eye on that one. Okay, so just to update the journal here. Steve working on Geraldo. He's Rob's assistant. Reported by Golden Voice. All right. There we go. 740-383-9944. Name something that might make you think that your house is haunted. 740-383-9944. Now, number one was noises and voices. So what are the other five answers? Name something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So far, we've got Sharon and Trish in this particular hour for a chance to win tickets. Is anybody else going to get in 54 minutes past the hour here? Name something that might make you suspect that your house is haunted. One is noises and voices. There are five other answers. What might make you suspect that your new house is haunted? Does anybody have a guess out there in listener land? 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday, September 24th, 2021. Very crisp fall morning here at WWGH Radio in the presidential city of Marion, Ohio. We got noises and voices, but we've got nothing else here at this particular point. Does anybody know what the other five answers might be? Name something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted. 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Columbus Zoo. Is somebody else going to get in on the competition here? Sharon and Trish in. We want more people in on the competition. All right, go ahead, caller.
Seeing a ghost.
Seeing a ghost, absolutely. Number five on the list. We've got you done. Now, what do you make of Ted getting involved in this?
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, we're moving in the right direction now.
Yes, we are.
Thank you, Charlene.
Thank you.
Now, Ted can get a hold of people up there, but nobody else apparently at this point. 740-383-9944. Name something that might make you suspect your new house is haunted. So we've got Charlene, Trish, and Sharon in this hour. Noises and voices was number one. Ghosts was number five. What are the other four answers? 740-383-9944. What might make you suspect that your new house is haunted? Something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted. Go ahead, caller.
Lights that you don't know why they're on or they're moving in the house.
Yeah, flickering lights. You have got it. What's your name, ma'am?
Carolyn.
Carolyn? Okay, Carolyn, I got you down. Thank you.
Okay.
Flickering lights. Absolutely, that is number three on the list. Carolyn is in the competition. Name something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So now we've got Sharon, Trish, Charlene, and Carolyn in the competition here for Wilds or Columbus Zoo tickets. Name something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted. Number one was noises and voices. Number three was flickering lights. And number five was ghosts. What are the other three answers? Name something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We are here waiting for your answers at WWGH Radio. Would love to hear from you. 2 minutes left to go in this particular program, 58 minutes past the hour. We've had some great guesses on this one, and there are still three answers left to go. Maybe this is one of those answers coming at us. Well, we lost that call. If that was you, give us a buzz back here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a buzz. Name something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted. All right, well, maybe this was the call that we just lost. Go ahead, caller.
Things flying off of the shelf or off of the countertop and breaking.
You've got it. Moving objects. What is your name?
Eva Pollock.
All right, Eva. We've got you in here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eva Pollock is in. Absolutely. Moving objects, a sure sign that your house might be haunted. All right, we've still got two answers left on the list. Name something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted. Go ahead, caller.
In my house, when things get stirred up over by the kitchen sink, you'll smell a body odor smell.
Weird odors. Absolutely. Number six. We've got you in, Trish. Thank you.
Awesome.
Trish has got, well, she's smelling body odor smells over by the sink. She is in. Weird odors. We've got one answer left here. We've got Sharon, Trish, Charlene, Carolyn, and Eva in the competition. One answer left. Name something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted. All right, go ahead, caller.
Cold areas.
Cold areas. Not any cold areas, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not any cold areas. Name something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted. Something that might make you suspect that your new house is haunted. 740-383-9944. Okay, we're going to give away another pair of tickets to the Wilds here. Let me get this. We've got quite a list to draw from here today. We've got Sharon, Trish, Charlene, Carolyn, and Eva. And our winner today is Carolyn. Carolyn, you get the Wilds tickets. All right, we're going to break back in 15 minutes.
I have one or two wins coming out of there. It is an amazing night here, and it's great time. And tonight, to win the opener, does that give them momentum, in your opinion?
Yes, I do.